Just one halakha in the laws of Shabbat. The question was asked as follows. Before Shabbat, the lady went and she filled up a teapot with water. And she put it on the plata shel Shabbat, they call it the blech. She let it boil so she could have hot water for Shabbat, which is 100% permissible. The question is, they woke up in the morning and they noticed that the tafshil, the food, the hamin that they were making, started to dry out a little. And if it's going to remain on the blech by lunch, already it's going to be dried out and it's not going to be edible. So she wanted to know, is she allowed to add some hot water into the hot hamin? Everything's cooked already and everything's still hot. So therefore, it'll add a little hot water in there. You're not cooking anything, technically. So that was the she'ela. Well, before we go further, it's clear that as long as everything is on the blech itself, you cannot make any maneuverings. You can't put anything into the pot. The question is, they wanted to take off the hamin, off the blech, and then take from the urn or the kettle there and pour hot water into it. Everything is still hot. So Rabbeinu Yonah discusses this exact question in his famous Igeret HaTeshuvah. And he discusses it as well in the Sefer Aliyot, the Rabbeinu Yonah. And he says it is forbidden for two reasons. Number one, we have to be concerned that maybe that kettle is not going to be as hot as you think. And therefore, if it's cooled off, when you're going to pour cool water into a Kli Rishon, it's going to cook it. And even if it remains hot, he says, by pouring the water out, that's called Irui. When the water comes in contact with the air, so automatically it cools off. And therefore, the cool water that reached the airspace, that goes into the Kli Rishon now, is going to get cooked. And he says that this is a tremendous machshela that the people are not aware of, and they think since everything is hot and everything is cooked already, it's okay. Comes Rabbeinu Yonah, and he argues on, comes Rabbeinu Nissim, the Ran, and he argues on Rabbeinu Yonah, and he says, no. He says, we have a rule that en bishul achar bishul, it was cooked already, and you have no problems, and you have no issues. Well, obviously, he's arguing on Rabbeinu Yonah on a few points. First of all, he doesn't make the gezerah that he's worried that it's going to cool off. And it seems that Rabbeinu Yonah held that there might be bishul achar bishul when it comes to lach, when it comes to liquid items. So if it cools off, you're recooking it again. So lema'aseh, it's a very great machloket in the poskim who we hold like. The Ashkenazim, they follow the opinion of Rabbeinu Nissim. And therefore they hold the ma'aseh, the Ramah brings it down, the Neshnun Gimal. If the hamin cools off, you could take it off the blech, take from a kettle that's still hot, and pour right into the water. Even though it cools off, in bishul achar bishul belach, that's the way the Ashkenazim hold, and therefore it's mutar. However, Maran in the Bet Yosef clearly holds like Rabbeinu Yonah. And he brings down for Rabbeinu Yitzhak Abu Hab, that holds the same way, and that's the way the Sefaradim anuheg. Therefore, lacha lema'aseh. Even though the kettle is piping hot, it is forbidden to pour into the, or let's say you want to pour, you want to pour into the rice or into the hamin, whatever it may be, just to give it a little moisture. It is asur to pour from a kettle into a Kli Rishon that is not on the fire, because again, we're concerned either that it's not going to be hot, but the main reason is the air of the Irui cools it down, therefore it's considered, be sure this could be a Deoraita. The question is, if let's say it was done, Halakha says in the Koran Talakham of Adya, if somebody did it, you went to somebody's house and they were sitting down, they served you hamin. As they were saying, oh, you know what happened this morning? I poured some water in there because, so now what are you going to do? So according to the Halakha, Ma'aseh Shabbat, which is something that was done on Shabbat, the Isur of that item is only Isur Midrabbanan. The Torah's Osir Melacha on Shabbat, but something that was done on Shabbat, that we say it's forbidden, is only a Knas Midrabbanan. And therefore, since we have a Mahloket over here, if it's mutaru asur in a situation which is Rabbanan Ma'aseh Shabbat, Chavadiyah says Safek Rabbanan Likula, so you'd be able to eat it b'di'avad. But the Chetahila Vadaif as Faradim, it is asur to do it.